And as Amazon buying Whole Foods, what trend does that embody?
The clicks to bricks trend. Basically, you have retailers with a strong online experience trying to move into the traditional brick and mortar experience to capture more of the market share.
And we also see that going the opposite direction, right?
Walmart, for example, is now going into the online experience and the delivery experience, which brings us to another retail trend, which is grocery technology.
Okay.
So you have traditional grocery companies such as Walmart, Publix, experimenting with grocery delivery, as well as even going as far as to put restaurants within grocery stores. And in Jacksonville, a decent example of that is Winn-Dixie's new location in Bay Meadows, which features a Tampa-based coffee shop inside of it.
What changes in our society are we seeing that explain the changes in retail?
Well, there's a good chance that the shopping center as we know of it today will look completely different in 10 years. As millennials start to age, sustainability, healthy living has become a stronger factor.
So what are a couple of other trends that we're seeing in retail in Jacksonville?
The expansion of personal fitness companies into shopping centers. Also, continue to see more health conscious and fast casual restaurants. While on the other hand, you'll see your more traditional sit down restaurants continue to struggle a bit to maintain market share. And one last thing that we have not seen in Jacksonville just yet, but it is expanding rapidly within Florida, is the conversion of empty space into food halls.
Food halls?
Food halls.
Okay, what is that?
It's almost a 21st century example of what your old public market would have been.
Ah.
So under a single roof, you have a number of eateries, restaurants, and retailers coming together within that space. There are currently about 200 food halls today, and it's expected that that number is going to double by 2020 within the U.S.
Are there any plans to open one up in Jacksonville?
There have not been any plans announced just yet, but given that plans for food halls in all the other major cities in Florida have already been announced, or some food halls have already opened, it's only a matter of time.